The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the epistle lesson appointed for this Sunday. The advice that Paul gave to young Timothy as he is about to begin his ministry as a pastor. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is the Word of God. The brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, lead a peaceful and quiet life. What a wonderful, and yet at the same time, very challenging statement on this Sunday morning as we worship our Lord Jesus and meditate on His Holy Word. Lead a peaceful and quiet life. Not only that, but also a godly and dignified life in every possible way. Especially in our worship to Jesus on Sunday morning and in our relationship to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And yet, if I were to ask you this morning, do we lead a quiet and peaceful life, godly and dignified in every way? Not only in our relationship with Jesus, but also in our relationship with our family, especially our spouse, our children, our grandchildren. Do we lead a peaceful and quiet life in our relationship with our neighbors and our friends, in our relationship with people we work with or people in our community here in Big Bear Valley? And if we're honest with ourselves again this morning, the answer is no, not always. We always fall short of the glory of God. Unfortunately, whether we like it or not, we must confess that we have not always, as Christians, led a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every possible way. That's why St. Paul instructed young Timothy, as he was about to begin his ministry to people under his care, on the importance of having, first of all, the right attitude and approach in worship. St. Paul says, I urge you that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made to all people, including kings and those in position of power and authority at the time in Rome under the ruthless reign of Nero, the Roman emperor. Unfortunately, whether we like it or not, we must confess that sometimes we do not always pray for the needs of others, including those in power and authority in our own government here in the United States of America. And right now, our government needs our help. They need our prayers. Especially when we consider the presidential candidates for election on November the 8th. Yes, we have to, as Christians, pray that God will continue to bless us as a nation, whoever is to lead us after November the 8th. Yes, sometimes we're only concerned about ourselves, our own needs and concerns, and so become selfish instead of also being open and receptive to the needs and concerns around us. To pray like the centurion did for his servant. Lord, my servant lies at home paralyzed and I am in terrible suffering. To pray for others like the Syrophoenician woman did for her own daughter. Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession. To pray as Jesus did himself. Those who persecuted him. Those who finally nailed him to the cross. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. That is also true in our relationship with others around us. We must also confess that sometimes we don't always lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way, as we are filled with thoughts and feelings sometimes that are not good and are not pleasing in the sight of our Heavenly Father. Sometimes we are filled with doubts, disappointments in life. Sometimes we have anger, hurt, and a host of other problems, just like everybody else. Maybe you're going through a real problem right now in your family. I don't know. Maybe with a friend who has betrayed you recently, or a sickness that has hurt you in your family, or someone you know in the circle of your friends. That's when we get concerned about ourselves, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we need to know that as we are concerned about ourselves, we need to also be concerned with others and do what the psalmist says, call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. And finally, but not least, St. Paul says that we should also be true in our witnessing to other people. St. Paul did not only urge Timothy to lead a quiet and peaceful life, godly and dignified in every way in his own worship and relationship to Jesus Christ, but also to take the lead in proclaiming the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen to what Paul says in our text. This is good. He doesn't say this is bad, this is not correct, this is not acceptable. No, this is good. And it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people, all men, women, children, to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And yet, I'll be the first to admit, we do not always have the strong will and desire to go out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that people in our community, those who are still lost and unsaved to the kingdom of heaven, may also come and receive Christ as their Savior. And unfortunately, we use all kinds of reasons and excuses, don't we? We all do it. I do it myself. I'm too busy, Lord, right now. I don't have the time, Lord, right now. You know, even pastors sometimes give reasons and excuses. We all do it. And yet we are asked to go out and share the good news of Jesus Christ. What does Jesus say in the Great Commission? Well, I read go. It doesn't say sit or wait or think about it. What does he say? Go. Make disciples of all nations. It doesn't say make Lutherans. It says make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching to obey everything I have commanded you. Yes, as we worship the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, we are urged and encouraged to do three things as I was talking to the children this morning. I urge you that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings are offered for all people, not just Lutherans, not just white or black or even for that matter, purple. All people, no matter what their ethnic background is, no matter what their religion is, no matter what their status is in our society, we are to go and pray for all of them and then tell them to lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. And finally, but not least, to do what Jesus says, to have all people be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And you know, St. Paul knew that better than anybody else. Even though he was, remember, threatened, persecuted, and almost killed several times during his ministry as he shared the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As Paul writes in Timothy, a preacher, an apostle, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. St. Paul was not afraid to share the good news of Jesus. He was very aggressive, very bold, unashamed. Listen to what he says in Romans. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew and then for the Gentile. Yes, this is good and pleasing in the sight of God, that all be saved and come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ as their Savior. Now, what about us? Again, you know, I ask that question from time to time. What do we learn when we listen to the Word of God? What about us? What about you and me this morning? First question, do we offer supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving for all people? And especially for our government right now and our nation? And then do we lead a peaceful and quiet life? Do we lead a godly and dignified life in every possible way? Think about that for just a moment this morning. Not only our family, with our neighbors, our friends, but even with people we don't know. And more importantly, do we desire that all people be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, or let somebody else do it? I'm too busy right now. Let somebody else witness and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. I hope and pray that we answer yes to all of the questions this morning, even though we fall short of the glory of God. But we need to be like St. Paul, who was a tremendous ambassador for the gospel of Jesus. And when we fail, there is forgiveness. You know, the gospel, the good news of Jesus. When I fail, you fail in witnessing and being godly, God forgives us and He loves us and He takes us back again and again as we partake again of the sacrament of Jesus, His true body and true blood, for the forgiveness of all of our sins, all of our unrighteousness. Yes, God loves us, and He certainly forgives us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And that's why we come to church, not only to hear the things we have to do, the law, but also the gospel, that when we fail, when we fall short, that God still loves us, forgives us through His Son, Jesus Christ. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. I know it's a new one for you, and maybe not so. I've sang it for many, many years. I love living for Jesus. Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway of blessing for me. So I hope and pray that that is also your modern life, living for Jesus. Because Jesus has done so much for us. Just stop and think about it this morning. He's given His life so that we have eternal life. Sometimes we just take it for granted. And yet sometimes we have to pause and reflect on what happened on that cross a long time ago when Jesus said, "It is finished." He has forgiven us and He continues to love us, even as Lutherans here in the Big Bear Valley. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.